Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight it's going to be another awesome night right here on the program. But before we get into the topic, we got to cover the show, as we always do, right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come together collectively as a community. Lord, we ask, as we all communicate on this topic tonight, that we are mindful and respectful of one another in doing so. Lord, I ask that you bless every ear and every heart that is tuned in, locked and loaded into Hip Hop National. Tonight, amen. Tonight, guys, we're going to be talking about what is the infrastructure for success today, for success for today's indie artist or label. But wanted to touch bases on basically what we really are talking about. We're talking about how the digital age has come in. It has changed the whole paradigm by which we operate and conduct business today. Once upon a time, there was the music industry bigwigs. They call them the Big Four, and they pretty much ran everything. They dominated the industry in the years past. Now the paradigm has shifted, and it has given way to the independent labels. The majority of all music you heard in the past, or at least 75% of it, was basically ran by the big four. And any label that you heard then, they were usually a subsidiary of the big label. Today, things have changed around. The digital age has given way to the independent label and allowed the independent label an opportunity to actually come out from behind and actually come forward and, you know, become successful in this industry of music. However, here's some of the questions you may want to ask yourself if you're deciding to be a label today. Who are you making your music for? Are you even set up to do business and conduct business? Do you have a marketing plan? These are some of the things we'll be talking about tonight. So definitely we want you guys to stay with us. And as you guys see, I'm a little nervous tonight, but hey, that's how life is. We got Keith Clazark on deck with us. Keith Clazark, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Am I coming through clear?
Yes, you are, sir. Very clear.
Keith, man.
Give us your opening statement on what is the infrastructure for success in today's indie, for today's indie artists or label.
Okay, I got you. You know, first let's break infrastructure down. You feel me? Information okay. Structure. So that's the prefixes of it. Information structure. It's how you present yourself, how you communicate to people or to the industry itself. An analogy I used earlier this morning was, it's like dress how you want to be addressed. Like, you can be performing on stage in a tee, but when you go to a corporate meeting, you need to dress the way you want to be addressed accordingly. So, you know, infrastructure is basically your bubble that you're inside of, the vehicle you need to become successful and get to the next level and beyond.
Okay. All right. Very, very, very powerful, Keith. You stay with us. Right on. What's happening, brother? Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Keith. Yes. I think this is going to be an interesting subject because, you know, it's hard to explain business and the pathway to being able to do business and be listened to and respected in it. You know, the way you dress, I like where he's beginning with this because it's like the understanding of your presentation. You know, so I think we've got a heck of a good subject here. I think this is, you know, I think all the artists should tune in because this is a learning process and, you know, and the ABCs of it. So let's get into it.
All right. We got John Lowe. John, what's happening? What's happening, my brother? Talk to me.
How you doing, man? It's a great topic as usual, man. Y'all really bring the tough questions to the unsigned artists in which they need to be addressed, man. You know, some of the things they need to learn is how to talk to themselves and make a mark with themselves and getting unstuck in life, you know, to find out what their purpose is and the power to change themselves and how to live their dream. You know, they're going to have to get some qualities, you know. They're going to have to learn how to be self-committed, got to change their mindset. They're going to have to do a lot of things, personal things with themselves to get inside, to get in the industry. That the first thing they need to do is get themselves prepared for the industry.
All right. Thank you, John, for coming in with that. All right, guys. I wanna definitely touch bases on something that, you know, how the past. To me, in order to go forward in your future, you got to know something about the past and understand how the bigwigs did it in the past. Bigwigs. Now, let's, you know, I just don't want to call out any names. That way, you know, ain't no conflict here. Reality, what they did, the major labels did, they had departments set up to do business, to conduct business. They set up an A&R department, a promotions department, a marketing department, those who handle the press, a production department, and then someone who deal with the product management, the international and national affairs, sales, and finances. They had it all incumbent into what in their nature of doing conducting business. Today, if you're going to be a label, you need to encompass that structure so you can take it out into the marketplace and actually have a full-fledged team on deck to make things happen. Keith, what you say, sir?
Okay, sorry, I was on mute. But yeah, I concur with everything you said. You know what I mean? To me, it's like if you're trying something and it don't work, you know, you got to try something different. And you got to ask yourself as an artist or as a label where you at right now, you're trying, you're spinning your wheels, but it's not working. So you have to relearn, re-educate yourself. And really that's what, you know, the show and this subject is all about. And what I want to do is kind of dissect infrastructure. You know, I jotted some notes down, you know, for some things, a checklist, if you will, for artists, you know. And as I go down, you know, we can discuss them because there's some powerful points. And my first one is know who's your music for. Who are you making music for? Who's your demographic? You know, you got to know that. You just can't say, okay, I'm making music for everybody. That'd be cool if you Earth, Wind & Fire or someone like that, you know. But, you know, it, realistically, it's not like that. Who are you making music for? Are you making music for the hood, yourself? I mean, where are you coming from with that? And what I'll do is I'll digress off my first point if there's any comments.
Okay. Rodolph?
You know, hey. I love Keith. Man. You know, it used to sound like Poetic and I were the only ones that would take it and dissect it and ask those same questions. You know, are you doing it for the hood? Are you doing it for who? You know, the point of where are the consumers that you're trying to reach? And I'm glad that it's coming out of someone else's mouth. Because you see, you know, we've hit the nail so many times on that point for them to understand. You know, if it's personal, okay, but if it's going to be something that you have a demographic group outline that you're trying to get to, then you know, learn how or whether it's going to get in that direction. You know, take that criticism and understand, you know, what people are telling you as far as is it going to go in that direction, you know? So let's keep on talking about this. I love it.
Okay. What I'll do is move on to my next point is your music sonically correct? Do you have lyrical content? And with those two things, that equals a hot beat. Now, let me go back as a producer. Let me break down when I mean sonically correct. Are you using the tools to compose your music? Is it Fruity Loops, or are you using pro instruments and plugins to do your work? And that will determine whether or not you're sonically correct. I'm a producer, and I can hear it. You know, I can hear pro sounds versus amateur sounds. So
Keith,
you got to check it. No, go ahead.
Keith, I got to ask you this. On the Fruity Loops, I know you can hear it, right? But if the sound came out and it was just fire, would it matter?
I mean, drum-wise, no, because, you know, you got Ninth Wonder who did his thing, and he has some things that sounded sonically correct. But that's only because dude took stuff from drum machines, you know what I mean? Actual sonically correct sounds. He just used the Fruity Loops as a, you know, something to trigger. You feel me?
Okay.
But, you know, when it comes to using, I'm talking about not just beat, but a whole composition. When you're using keyboard sounds and all this and that to make a full composition, you know, I can hear it.
So you're saying that it's okay to use it if you're just going to use it as a pawn to do other things, but to use it to create the entire structure of your music, it becomes cliche to the ears of industry professionals.
Yeah, Amateur Night at the Apollo. I mean, I really can't condone Fruity Loops really at all, but I've seen how it can be flipped. If you're trying to get into the industry, you know, you can't half-step with it. You got it, like, and I use this analogy, man. I was doing a panel. I use this analogy. Okay, you got money and you want to build a house, right? And you got contractors bidding to build your house. Okay, one contractor, he has Pro Tools and whatnot to, you know, hypothetically. And the other guy has, like, Fruity Loops or something, so parts of Pro Tools. Who are you going to pay your money to build your house?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it's a kind of rhetorical question, but of course you're going to pick the guy with the Pro Tools. When you say industry, man, industry is the industry. You can, as amateur, just make it and put it out, who cares? And then there's industry. That's a statement. You're saying, okay, I want to be out there. I want to be heard by the world. I have something to say. Industry.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know what? You're a musician also. See, so when you're talking to Poetic about the sound part of it, there is a depth to instruments that you might apply. Fruit Loops has a tendency to thin it out so that you kind of understand that it's the sound, but it's not. It's placed there, and it has no warmth, no flow. It's more mechanical. All
it's
sounds cannot be mechanical.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
That's the problem with Fruit Loops, is because after you get past the drums, and you know I don't use Fruit Loops, my daughter does, but you start to realize that, you know, and this comes from being in band and all of this, coming through school and what have you. There's a resonant sound that the quality of the instrument that you hear. You know, it's like playing, let's say this, okay. People, when I say Kenny G, they go, oh, okay. But if you listen to his soprano saxophone and you try to do that mechanically with an inferior plug-in, you're not going to get that warmth. You're not going to get there's this fullness within a breath of him playing the note that you're not going to get. You're going to get the sound, but it's not going to have that carrier with it that makes it a full the sounding soprano saxophone. I went through the plugins and going up and up and up and up, and they've got fantastic ones. They've got, you know, but you get what you pay for. And Fruit Loops is a good beginning program because you can learn.
If I can interject, I mean, the reason
go
why...
Go ahead, go ahead.
Reasons why you're not getting the full real sound is because on these plugins, they're only sampling maybe like two keys. I mean, you know... they're not sampling the whole instrument. You're only getting like, you know, like 12 keys, you know what I mean, of it.
Right.
And the rest is synthesized. If you ever notice when you play a plug-in, if you go from the top and start down, at one point it'll really start sounding real. But when you pass that point, it'll start sounding synthetic again from the top to the bottom, where they do sample the real sound. But what I recommend is something, and this is a jewel, man, it's called the Giga Studio, and they score movies with this. And what they do is actually sample in the whole, like take a violin, they'll sample it actually on each note on the keyboard of the real deal sound. And they do that for all of these orchestrated sounds. So a lot of these movies that are being scored are not being scored by big orchestras. Like European movies, they still kind of like on the, you know, orchestrated thing, but here, domestically over here, all these big blockbusters are being composed with Giga Studio.
All right. John, I know you've been back saying, man, when are they going to let me talk? What's your thoughts?
Well, sometimes you have to go back and listen and learn. And I hear what he's saying about, you know, you really can't touch this that live sound. Like you go to a concert, you know, once you hear that note, you know what I mean, it really touches you. It's like blues. When you play the blues, like each note touches you and it speaks to you in a certain way. And, you know, like I say, I'm really not the expert on that music side like that right there, but I understand what he's saying, what he's trying to, at the point what he's making about, you know, you want the best, what you can get with your money, and you want to be professional like once you get there. But like I say, I notice a lot of notes that I can play. I play the saxophones a little bit, and also I can play it good on the keyboard. But it doesn't sound nothing like that once I play it. You really doesn't get the feel of it unless you're hearing it live. And I understand the point what he's trying to make with them notes.
And Steve, that's the thing. The new and up-and-coming producers have never touched a saxophone. You know, you and I, back in the day, you know, I'm up there in age. We had musical programs in our school, or we had access to pick up a saxophone or a violin or a guitar. You know, so we know what it sounds like. We can listen to an orchestra, and we can tell you what each instrument is in that orchestra. Nowadays, a producer can't. They can't tell you what it is.
Exactly.
It started from being a musician first. Technology, the digital age, made non-talented people think they're talented. You feel me?
But, you know, my man, I got to ask you, please, don't make me feel that way, man. At least don't get me wrong. It allows them to create and build from where they're at. Now, could they grow? Yes. But
it's a crutch.
non-talent. Wait.
Let's keep it real.
Need to be told that they need to grow. But when, don't get me wrong, man. But when you cut somebody at the knees, it hurts.
But hey, someone got to be real. Someone, come on, man. If this ain't your career
path, But listen, man.
More
I'm gonna
harm,
say like this.
You're doing more harm than nothing.
Okay, hey, somebody got to be an advocate for him. Hey, you keep standing your ground. Stand your grounds, bro. I appreciate that. But I tell you like this. In reality, it still take a creative mind to come up with it. Everybody can't do it.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, and you're right. But it also takes an intelligent creative mind to understand
what I'm saying is you guys, and I give you guys the compliment because you guys go further and beyond that point. But reality, to say a non-talent person, I disagree with that. It takes talent. Yes, they're creative in digital age, but if you threw an instrument in their hand, no, they probably couldn't create from it. They probably wouldn't know what it is. But they're talented to the degree of creating and sitting down, and it takes discipline to do what they're doing. I don't care what you got to say, Keith.
I respect what you got to say, but I got to
stand the ground and say that because it takes time to do that.
I dig that. It's like a painting. You feel what I'm saying? You have abstract painting, and then you have a painting of an actual subject. You know, it's open to interpretation. And I just go by sonically how I hear it.
What you're saying is, hey, dude, you're right. But where you're saying that takes the non-talented, I have to I'm sorry, I have to rebuttal there.
Damn,
yeah,
I
well, look, Keith, let me help
love
you out.
I love all of you guys, but it's real.
let me help you out here, Poetic. Let me say this to you, sir. First of all, like I've tried to explain to you time and time again, and you've heard it again.
You tell me all the time.
The music is music. Irregardless of what you put on top of it, it still starts with the music. You can call a drum beat music, you know, but in the beginning, when hip-hop started, it was totally a mechanical, electronic, put-it-together type thing. And then it jumped from there to where it was completely the drum beat and a synthesizer. Okay, the evolution is here. We're coming of age. That's been done. It's over. It's no longer part of what the next point of hip-hop is going to sound like, the depth of it. When you've got people like Pharrell and you've got people like Keith that are saying to you, uh-oh, here comes the next wave, please listen. You can try to buck the trend and say, okay, you mean I can't wear bell bottoms anymore? See, you know, how many people got caught with thousands of pairs of bell bottom slacks in their closet and found out it changed? You're going to have to get depth to stay relative, you know, to be irrelevant in this music industry. See, if you pigeonhole yourself into one category, he said movies. He said other things than that when it comes to music, like a painting. What about a classical song? Why don't we teach that same creative young person study the music? Now, you may do lyrics and what have you, but why can't you study music? Why can't you understand and back your roll up just because you think you can write and what have you? Go forward and say, okay, C, D, E, F. Okay, chord, strings, and start listening to more than one genre of music. Why not just put on somebody like Wes Montgomery or, you know, people that didn't have lyrics, because guess what? You're going to put your lyrics on top of music. See, so when you start saying the young people, they've got to open up their minds and become larger in their thinking than the simple thinking of not understanding the creation and its music, music industry. Okay, you can have it back now, Poetic.
All right. Hey, I could say this. I wasn't saying that they should not grow. I totally agree with you. They should always develop themselves when it comes to the music. Always. Don't get me wrong. Back in the days, I played the bass clarinet. So I did play an instrument because I was a part of a band as well. Now, am I decent on the keyboard? Nah, I can't say that. But I'm learning. I'm learning. And it takes starting somewhere. You got, like Keith, like you say, you got to start from somewhere. You got to you start on the ground floor, do your groundwork, right?
Let me add on to what you said. The fact that you learned the instrument and you're not that hot on the keyboards, but with using technology and sequencing, you know what I mean, you can play an orchestra, and no one would know it. Once you push play, it plays an orchestra. Since you know keys, you can program one chord at a time because you know chords. You can be using technology. Now, that's how you use technology. You feel me? That's how you use technology. I'm just saying to the young producers, instead of learning technology first, learn some music first, too, to go along with the technology, and we won't get lost.
Okay. That's fair.
You feel better now, Poetic?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
He fights like that because he's a lyricist. He's, you know, that's what he considers himself, Keith. And so he always fights. Well, can't the guy that writes the lyrics just play the song? No, let him learn some music, and then he can play the song, you know? So,
yeah.
Hey, that's where that came from. Now, everybody
John,
okay?
John, where you at, man?
Okay, I'm going to say this right here, Poetic. When me and my group had entered this contest, this Ricky Smiley contest and stuff like that, he brought a live band with him. And we gave him our CD before we started. Man, once we started performing the song, these guys played the song with live instruments. They brought it alive. You know, that was a great thing, and I ain't really thought it was able to do that with a live band with the instruments just playing. But from that point right there, you know, I learned a lot. Saying to myself that you know, there's a lot more to trying to produce music. I gotta learn more and stuff like that because you know if you can use live instrument like that, I mean it really was great, man, and it sounded great just like the CD, and it brought more life to the performance.
Right.
I can believe that it really brought life to it. Guys, coming up, I'm just letting y'all know, during our break, we're going to have an interview with Gabby Cashmere. We caught up with her, and we're going to have her today in the studio, and she's going to be letting us know what she's doing as far as her projects is concerned. And I want you guys to, you know, pay attention and give her her accolades if it's due. I would appreciate that. But anyway, we're getting ready to go to a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment. If you guys are listening in by your phone, call in at 213. Well, call in. If you're listening in by your computer, call in at 213-559-2995 and press the number 1 if you'd like to participate in tonight's topic. That's the only way we would know that you want to be a part. Or if you're listening in by any other device, you can also find us on our website, www.hiphopnational.com. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
It's a new year. Time to upgrade your car, truck, or SUV with the very...
Want to take control over your money and your own investments? Forget the stock market. Look no further. Go to www.onlineforex.net.
Online Forex. .net, online forex,
Visit www.onlineforex.net today and take part in their special promotion and get the best sign-up offers available. Onlineforex.net, the Online Forex website for you.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip-Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip-Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to hiphopnationalradio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, welcome back to Hip Hop National. In our studio today, I have Gabby Cashmere on deck with me. And Gabby Cashmere, she has the song Red Lipstick and the AK. Gabby, welcome to Hip Hop National. Please let us know where you're calling in from.
Hello, I am Gabby Cashmere. I'm calling in from San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas in the house, y'all. Gabby, could you tell us a little bit about this song, this tune that you got, Red Lipstick in the AK, and the AK? Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so basically the song is, you know, it's just about being a woman who is in this music industry. It's a male-dominated industry, so you basically have to be able, I'm basically saying I can hold my own as a woman, but, you know, still be able to, you know, be professional and promote myself in the industry and be successful, just as successful as a male, you know, producing good music on top of, you know, just being relevant. So, you know, I think the song, you just basically have to hear it, you know, it's the lyrics speak for itself. It's just
all right,
it's a track banger.
I just want to know what the red lipstick means. Then I want to know what the AK is. I was like, okay. What she mean by the AK?
You know, just red lipstick women, you know, like that's the symbol for, you know, it's being strong, you know. So it's a bowl, you know. So the AK is basically, you know, my lyrics. I'm coming at you hard. I'm coming at you, you know, with lyrics. Yeah.
It's fire. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This is just curious. Now, can I ask you this? What, where do you get your inspiration from?
My inspiration, basically, so I get my inspiration from my life experiences. You know, sometimes I'm inspired just by listening to a beat or, you know, there's some times where, you know, you can walk up to someone and they're talking to you, and it's like you were meant to talk to that person at that moment, like a message that was meant specifically for you. So, you know, that's what I want to convey in my conversations or my music when I'm relating to people, and I want them to get something out of it, like something that might inspire them through my experiences. So.
All right. And then out there, what artists would you say that's out there that you follow the most that really give you inspiration as well? Who inspire you as an artist?
So my top three artists, I'm going to have to say definitely Jay-Z, you know, for his realism and how he puts his life experiences into his music. In fact, Beyonce, because I'm inspired by her performances. I mean, her performance, she has a killer performance. And basically Cash Money, Drake, Lil Wayne, Nicki, I mean, all of them, their longevity and their ability to stay relevant. Like, they've been out forever, so... I think a mixture, and then, you know, there's some other artists too I'm inspired by. So, but those are probably my top three.
All right, as far as your album is concerned, what do you say overall that your music convey, and what are you trying to convey in your music?
I just want people to get a good vibe. You know, like they can listen to it and they're able to first understand and just feel like it's, you know, good music. You know, my background from Dallas, East Texas area, so, you know, anybody who's been to Dallas, it's about living the fast life, enjoying your life and having good times, you know. And there's, you know, the struggle, but, you know, I don't always like to put that part at the beginning of your music, and nobody really just wants to hear about the struggle. Some people want to convey the successes also. So, you know, my background, where I'm from, like, basically inspire people that the minority, people who are, you know, they're not rich. They, you know, we didn't come from that type of background, so that they can be inspired to strive for their dreams. You know, I represent so many different people. So that's just basically what I want to convey to my music, just inspiration.
So you're saying, in a sense, you are a living example by which you're trying to communicate in the music.
Definitely.
Okay. Just wanted to see if I gathered that. Okay. Tonight we're talking about what is the infrastructure for success in today's indie, for today's indie artist label. It seems like you're really trying to do some big things. I see that you've actually took, you know, the time to invest in your product, and you. Mm-hmm. I see you're looking and seeking and putting out exposure. A lot of artists is not on that level. Now, tonight, like I said, we're talking about the infrastructure for success. For success. And my question to you is, what advice would you give an artist out there today based on tonight's topic?
That's a good question. I would say perfecting your craft and your music. Be creative with your promotions. You have to stay relevant and study your competition and, you know, always reinvent yourself. Don't be scared to do something different than the one else is doing. I would say just, you know, staying true to yourself and your music. Don't ever take no for an answer. You got to stay humble, you know, because God can give in. He can take it away. And knowing what you stand for and standing behind that at all times, you know, just being persistent. Being persistence is the key, you know, to success. You just got to keep pushing. I mean, because, you know, it's hard. You're not always going to get an immediate response back from all the work you're putting into it. Sometimes you got to put in, like, hours and hours and you know, you got to put in money. You got to invest in yourself. So you're not always going to get that immediate response, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I wanna thank you for definitely coming on tonight with us. I want you to tell our audience, how is it that they can get in touch with you as far as your website is concerned, and where could they buy your music? You have the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my music is available on iTunes. Just look up Gabby Cashmere. It's also available on GabbyCashmere.com. That's my official website. And you can find it anywhere, basically SoundCloud, YouTube, look up Gabby's TV. And so basically it's pretty much everywhere. Just you can probably Google me. I'm pretty sure I'll pop up immediately. So make sure y'all go cop that and listen to some of my tracks, you know, leave comments or whatever, you know. So I'll be coming out. I'm actually working on doing a video to one of my upcoming singles, Jump. It's a pretty popular song, so I'm going to take it back to the community and get the community involved with it. So looking forward to that.
All right. Thank you very much, Gabby. Looking forward to you do some more things here on Hip Hop National, and I'm looking forward to hearing your name in big show lights one day. So you keep doing your thing. I respect your craft and love the fact that you're standing for the women today. So thank you once again for coming to Hip Hop National today. Okay?
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys. I want you guys to stay on for a few minutes and just hear what Gabby has to offer. And then you guys go cop that. Give us that website one more time.
It's GabbyCashmere.com.
All right, Gabby. Thanks for coming to Hip Hop National. Stay with us.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Dr. A.T. And it's Spotlight Time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It's my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashmere. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashmere.com. Drop that.
Yo. To make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Run on the beat with an AK flow. It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. First word books that wanna get both. They lay away much like some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get the dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. Get something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. Money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. I got a good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach body, I got the girls out. Kick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm bad. I keep it moving, and optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he's choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the limi and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. Money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick
right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. I really recommend you artists that's listening, that's tuning into the show, go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and click on the MP3, upload your MP3 tab. Click that tab that says upload MP3, boom. It'll take you where you can get involved and get your project highlighted right here in the spotlight, right here on Hip Hop National. Just stay with us and let's get into this, get back into this topic. All right. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the infrastructure. Keith, can you give us some more of the advice, wonderful advice that you would land out for us as far as the infrastructure of this
business? Just to recap, we talked about your demographic, who's your music for. You know, we talked about production and sonically correct music and lyrical content, you know, something to make a hot record. You know, we got hot and heavy on that one. And my next one is owning the exclusive rights to your beat. A lot of artists I ran across, you know, they purchase beats from SoundClick or wherever, and they come to me for, like, distribution, but there's nothing I can do with it because it's not exclusive. A thousand other people have that same music, you know. So you need to make sure you lock down the rights, and that's when a little bit of an investment comes in, you know, to yourself.
So what you're saying is when they're leasing these beats, they don't own the exclusive rights. So therefore, it's a conflict in their marketing and being able to make money from it. Is that what you're saying, in other words?
Yeah, that you hit. That's one point. Not only that, but how can you register with BMI or ASCAP and say that you own it when other people own it? That's where the money is. You know, something we're leaving for the kids, our publishing. What are you doing it for?
I'm gonna go around and let's get other people's thoughts. We got Gabby on deck with us still. Gabby, what's your thoughts about what he just said? Owning the beat, the exclusive rights of it.
I do agree with that to a certain extent, but like say you get signed by a record label. Okay, you're never going to own 100% of anything. Like, it's a team effort. Like, everyone has a certain percentage of your product or whatever you're doing.
Well,
so
sure.
I think just to a certain percentage, to a certain degree, he is, especially if you're independent, definitely. But like I said, when it comes to being exclusively on your own, yes. Definitely.
No, I think that just to clarify what I was meaning by that, it's like you have the right to put the music out and sell it and make and profit from it. You feel me? Whoever the producer is, you have them signed off. That's what I mean, not literally own it. But some people do 100% buy out the beat, and they just own it, and the producer gets no publishing or no writing. You know, that's a business move some people make. But at least what I was trying to convey is have the permission of that producer, you know, and select a beat that an exclusive, you know. You really can't monetize music that a lot of other people have, like that producer sold the same beat to. You can't really monetize that because it's out for free a million different ways.
Are you a producer?
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
A little bit. I'm a 12-time type of producer.
Okay, so I can see where your ideas are coming from, but looking at it from an artist's perspective, like until you really start monetizing from your product, then that can become very expensive. So you have to do what you can do first, and that's just being on the realistic side, because you're never gonna just, you know, until you get to that level, I guess, then. You know, and a lot of artists are going to look at it like that, like, you know, that's...
Let me jump in here. This is Raw Dog. Let me jump in here. Okay. Now, where Keith is coming from, he's a 12-time platinum producer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's coming from the side of big money. Okay. Mm-hmm. I understand what he's saying. I also understand you're saying.
But he wasn't born with that big money, so he had to.
But listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
Go ahead.
There is a way to go about this that he's trying to explain that keeps it so that you can grow. Because what he's saying is even if you start small and your song catches fire, there is an issue that's going to come up behind the distribution of that money and lawsuits and all types of things will take away the advantage of the independent artist if that were to happen. Because someone will come in with ownership and disqualify the rights of that artist to the money that could be, you know, in wheelbarrows full. So what he's trying to say, I understand it. You know, it's nothing wrong with limited locale feeling your way through. But the originality, you know, young people are cutting corners. Before, with the music industry, it wasn't possible. You had to go in and you had to lay down the music tracks and all of that, and it would be original. But it was so costly because of how the studios were set up for the analog or the live musicians. Now we're in the digital age. And what is happening is that there is this legal niche that says that it's no longer a total creative point from the music, the beat, the artist. And so, therefore, if it were to become popular, there's going to be a lot of hands out here. And if you didn't create it, then you're at a loss. You know, you're going to be at a loss, even though, you know, it's a struggle and you're trying to get up. But see, it's not totally legal. And that's the catch to it. You know, okay, if you run under the radar and no one catches you, okay, maybe you can get a come up. You know, we're all looking for a come up. But in the same point, what if you get caught? Then there's penalties. There's money to pay. You know, there can be an injunction. You could lose everything.
I've seen people get blackballed because the whole project had to be shelved because they didn't get the clearance from the producer. You know,
yes.
I mean, big multi-budget projects that one incident, it got shut down. And because of that, that person just got a bad rep, you know, and needless to say, never worked again. And someone we've heard of, we just forgot about them because that's what happened.
Exactly.
I think I might be aware of that project, what you're talking about.
Right.
Well, now look at it like this. Let's go to where the media threw that out, the Black Eyed Peas, the Will.i.am. He got caught up in a situation of not owning a portion of the music that he did with the Black Eyed Peas, you know. Now, I asked Poetic the other day, I said, where are the Black Eyed Peas now? I mean, since that incident, we really haven't heard. What did they do? Did they break up? Did they dissolve the business? Because there were lawsuits against the production and people were trying to collect their money. You know, what happened? You know, so you never hear the whole story, but you have to admit they were on top and on television everywhere, and now all of a sudden you hear nothing. Is it because they're tied up in court? We don't know. See, there are things out here that can stop you if you don't have everything correct and out here to market it. That you're not aware of.
God forbid you started off and you, all of a sudden you're getting that momentum. You're now in fulfilling that dream, and then all of a sudden that bubble pops and then that dream is crushed because you can't go further.
Because you didn't practice that one.
Just as Keith said, they blackball you.
Yep. It still goes on. You know, just because you didn't practice that one fundamental point of making sure you got permission from the producer or you own exclusive rights to that beat. But with that being said, I want to go to the next point.
Let me ask you guys a question. How about the mixtape thing? When people, the artists become very popular on the mixtapes. Mixtapes usually, typically, are not for sales, for promotional purposes. Do they still need the permission to use the beats that they do these mixtapes on top of?
I mean, that's questionable. You have some artists who go after artists because somewhere down the line someone is selling it. It's monetized. If you're doing a mixtape and it's you rapping, it's just promotion. But if it's down the line someone is monetizing the mixtape with that content on it, is going to be an issue.
Okay. And I wanted some clarity if, you know, you guys understood it. Go ahead. I'm going to propose that question to my man. You got the floor. Keith?
Oh, okay. No, I was going to the next point.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And it's real big, man. Do you have a marketing and a promotional plan and a means to execute it? You know, there's a lot in that phrase because marketing, and we talked about this before, marketing and promotions is two separate things, but a lot of artists don't understand that. They lump it all into one. It's two separate things. And you can have the vision in your head, but unless you put it down on paper where other people can see it and be on the same plane as you, you know, you really can't move forward, you know, in a progressive way.
Well, let's break it down. We're going to be going shortly to a break, but let's break it down. Let's start off with marketing. What you said it's separate, marketing, and then you got promotions. I want to go around on the floor to get people take on what marketing is. Okay, so I'm going to start off with John. I hadn't heard from you, John. Do you understand the separation between what marketing is and promotion is?
Well, my definition is this right here. You know, the marketing is going to be dealing with the kids, what kind of environment and what kind of media that you want to present to the people out there, which type of people you market to get out there and start marketing and stuff. You just can't get. Just like I think the other day we had somebody on the show and they was talking about they was trying to market their certain crowd of people, but it wasn't getting the response in which that they wanted. So you got to make sure you got your people who you want to market it to know what kind of music you want to do and put out there and stuff like that. That's my definition of marketing.
Okay. It's got a little bit of the formula of what marketing is because you're talking about the who. Definitely talking about the who. And Rodolph, coming to you.
Well, now, you know what? I tell you, okay, I'm going to give away for independent artists a golden tip. Okay. Let's say you've got a product, and let's say you've got it all copyrighted and everything. Okay. Now, you can think of different ways to do things, and, you know, to rent out a venue is nominal. I mean, you know, considering the size of it, you can start small. But in selling tickets to come to the show, include the cost of the CD of, let's say, $5. Start small. You're independent. So $5 of the $10 they're paying to get in is going to the sales of your CD. Now, remember, if you have it copyrighted and all of those, and you're thinking about distribution and what have you, there starts the sale of your product. And there's your show for them to see you perform. Now, that's the other side of the package as an entertainer, and,
yeah,
you know, is your live performance.
How about
but
the marketing?
Well, see, marketing, by adding it to the ticket for the entry to the venue, everyone gets the CD. Prince did it.
Yes.
He did it when he had a concert.
So you're talking about the technique used to used in delivering the product to the consumer.
Well, see, those that come to the venue in the purchase of the ticket,
okay,
there is also the CD that they're getting.
Okay.
So it's like a double-edged sword.
Let me interject real quick. You know, this Keith Clizard is a perfect example. Out here on the West Coast last year, Nipsey Hussle sold his CD for $100 a pop, and with that being done, you can come into all of his concerts. You know,
there you go.
He bought $10,000 worth of them.
It's an enterprising way of new marketing.
I'm just saying you hit the nail on the head with the hammer just a few minutes ago, because it's the way and the technique in delivering the product to the consumer that is marketing.
Yes,
exactly. But see, you're going to have to be innovative. You're going to understand that ratings on the charts and your sales are going to be, you know, the income from that is going to put back in your pocket your expenditures that you had in the studio and getting the product to the consumer as an independent artist. So how do you then get on the charts and become relevant in your representation of, well, I sold X amount of my product, my CD? Well, hey, guess what? By performing live and including it on the ticket, there's your growth, and it's like a spurt. You know, who knows? There might be 300 people in the venue. That's 300 out the door. I mean, if you're independent, you're starting small. You're not on the top with the name, but they don't realize that that's going to start a spurt in their career. You know, it's just an enterprising way of marketing a product.
I like that. I like that. I really do. Gabby, your thoughts?
Well, I just kind of what he said. You're just trying to basically reach the people and figure out ways that they're going to respond to what you're putting out in the product. So that's basically what it is. I mean, just being able to put your product out and get a response back, and just pushing it.
Okay. Yeah, now, I have to ask you this. Do you think your interview is a form of marketing?
Yes, it is. I mean, I guess to me they kind of tie in together, marketing and promotion. They both tie in together. So, in a way.
It does to a degree. Mm-hmm. It is definitely the technique used in delivering product to a consumer. I can tell you that hands down, that's what marketing is. Mm-hmm. It's the techniques in which they use to get there. Then promotions is actually going out, creating the buzz, the things around it, actually putting up the let's say, like when you're doing graphics, that's a form of marketing. You're actually coming up with a creative manner which captures the attention of the consumer. That's what marketing is. And then promotions is actually putting it out there through flyers, putting it out there through digital flyers, putting the word out. That's what promotions is. Anybody agree or disagree with me? Keith, you got the floor.
Man, y'all smashed it. The only thing I can do is give like an example, kind of like, say you're thinking outside the box. Every year there's a ping pong Olympics. Why don't you make a theme song for that ping pong Olympics that happens every year? You feel me? It's all about finding your demographic and your content. You found the demographic, the ping pong player, and your content is ping pong. And it happens every year. You know, just It doesn't have to be some corny like that. But
that's a jewel there, buddy. That was a gold.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to be in the club. You can be on the McDonald's commercial. You can be on the ping pong commercial. You can be on the toilet paper commercial. Yes. As long as you're getting paid, that's what it's about. This is
it's a door opener, man. It's a door opener. It opened doors for you because once you've done one, now your name is creating a buzz among industry players for, hey, that was written by such and such. You know?
Right. Well, you know what? The funny part about it, your name, you only care about whether the public, artists seem to only care whether the public knows who they are. But if you do things like you said, the ping pong, the McDonald's, you could even do toilet paper commercials. The industry knows your name. That's the ones with the money. You want the money. And so
I got a friend did one for the Miami Heat, you know, he did one for the Miami Hurricanes, and then he did it for the Heat. And they spread his name from the Miami Hurricanes to the Miami Heat.
That's big.
Yeah. That's industry.
Yeah.
That's people that have the money that can embrace you, and it's like working a job. You know, some people that are artists, they work as mailmen, as soldiers, as all kinds of anything out here in the workforce for a check. The music industry is the same thing. It's about a check. It's about a job. It's a business. It's about retrieving an income that in a field that you can sit back and maybe smile that you're part of. Without the notoriety, see that, I think that's where a part of it gets twisted, because there's a lady that did backup singing for all the major groups, and I'd seen her for years. I can't remember her name, but she toured with everybody. She was on everybody's album and what have you in the background, and as the frontline artist went broke, she had stability and a bank account. And no one ever knew her name. She was always in the back with the little dim light, but she was employed. And the catch is to stay steady. You know, you can make $100,000 this year and find out there's a drought for the next 8 years. And if you put that out in a rational point, 8 divided into 100,000, guess what? You could have worked a 9-to-5 job and made more. So if you're going to be in this industry, look at it as a business. Look at it as though, hey, I'm going to want this employment. And then set your mind to understand how many directions that, you know, you can go and sing a jingle, rap a jingle. Send it to major corporations. You don't have to have an extreme banger behind you. It can be just that simple. But if they like it and they want it, you have income. Invest it in yourself. Grow. Learn. If this is where you want to be, understand how many different directions you can look. You know, they always say, I use this phrase on this show, one monkey can't stop your show, but it can if you have tunnel vision. Because, you see, that old phrase, if it doesn't fit, don't force it, go in another direction. If that's where your love and your heart's at, because you got to have the love and you got to have a heart. Let's get it back to Keith, because, hey, I love Keith being on the
show. All right, before we give it back to Keith, we'll be back after this brief message. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We're talking about the infrastructure for success for today's indie artist or label. And Keith Glazak has been laying down the platform for tonight. Doing a good job, Keith, by the way. I want you guys to upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. Keith, you now have the floor. Give us that next firing question.
Okay, coming back in, and for those who just tuning in, you dig, we talked about demographic, who's your demographic, and we talked about having sonically correct music with great lyrical content equaling a hot record. We talked about owning the exclusive rights to your music, your beat, or having the permission from your producer before you put material out. We just got off the hot topic of having a marketing and promotion plan and a means to execute it, you know, real hot topic. And where I want to go to right now is the team. The team breaks down into really five points here, you know what I mean, really infrastructure. We talking producer, engineer, which is your production. You need to have that secure. It's best to have that in-house if possible. Look at all your great successes, Swiss Beats, Jermaine Dupri, your Dr. Dre's, your Timbaland. I mention these producers because they had artists in-house that they blew up. So after that, manager, you got to have some kind of management because artists should be abreast of the business and know the business, but they should be artists and they should have a handler that will take care of the business while they're doing their artist thing. My next point is street team / internet, you know, promotion team.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely that in-house. Someone getting down. When I say street team, you know, I know you can't fly all over the place, but you got to get hot in your own backyard. You got to make it hot, and you can make a living in your region. People are doing it. I go fly different places, and people are doing all right. Like, you heard of such and such, and they look at me crazy like I ain't heard of them. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, sorry about that. But, you know, with that being said, I mean, you know, you can get it hot in your own backyard and make a good living. A real good living,
I want to touch bases on that street team. When you call it a street team, what does a street team do?
A street team is when you're not there, they're visible for you. You can't be everywhere. You can't be everywhere, either handing flyers out or old school back in the day, which out here on the West Coast is coming back. You got people out with picket signs in front of the clubs, you know? Being visible and representing you, you know, whether it's passing off flyers or free promos, you know, that's your street team. You know, making your backyard know you. You know, that's a great street team. If your city don't know you, your street team is not doing their job.
You should also have an online team. Would you say that?
Oh, yeah, / internet. No, you got to mash on all the social media.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You got to mash on the social media just as hard nowadays.
But you know something I found fantastic about California was that the street teams were everywhere. I mean, on the Strip, the Walk of Stars, Venice Beach. I mean, it was incredible. And they had the CD players with the headphones that you could actually listen to, you know, the product before you bought it. And I thought that the hustle was those guys were fantastic, you know, when they were selling, you know, and I'd like to see that in more places than other than the malls. But, you know, California does have that, and I got to give them that, you know. That was one thing that I saw, that the heart was there. The street teams were working for the artists. You could get them, some of the artists were out on the street, and they'd autograph it for you. And then they'd give you a card sending you to their website where you could keep and follow them. And so that, you know, anything new, you could then, they would send you an email to let you know so that you could still purchase something new that they might put out. So they had a marketing strategy that, you know, a one-on-one. And, you know, they'd ask you, well, what flavor of music is it that, you know, you might be interested in? You know, and I'd tell them, hey, well, I don't want to hear the cursing. Let me hear something that, you know, that's going to make my foot pat, you know, and at my age, hey, it doesn't take much, but they didn't know it. Anyway, so, and they'd have a selection. And it was funny because the street team was representing more than one artist. So they had something that they knew that you were going to buy. You know, you don't need to hear that one. Let's see, I can have this artist here. They were like a mobile record store.
Yes, sir.
It was mm-hmm. It's something that I think the young artists in developing their street team need to focus in, and those that are mm-hmm. agents, managers, and what have you, remember that. You know, that there was a lady that had 8 artists, and she said, you know, she was having a problem marketing them. Well, what if that street team was marketing all 8 at the same time? You know, and they had the diversity in the artist that you're not going to let money pass you up. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's right here in front of me. Ah, okay. You know, you want something softer? You want something romantic? You want a club banger? What is it that you're looking for? You know, and I remember the record stores on the corners. That's exactly what the people inside the record stores would say. Hey, what are you looking for today? What kind of music are you interested in? And then they'd start spinning them for you. So, okay, I'm sorry. It took me back. Okay.
Not to cut you off, do you remember that when you can walk into a record store, what you're looking for, and you don't remember what you heard on the radio, you would have to kind of sing the words to him, and he'd tell you what it is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was, hey, they'd set you up. They weren't going to let you walk away without buying something.
Right.
They tried to please you.
Okay. John, what's your thoughts, man?
Hey, man, there's a whole lot going on tonight, man. But like I said, he brought up a great point, man, especially about marketing and make sure you got a good team together. That's one thing that I was using. I had an artist that really was doing a whole lot of open act for like Columbus Records and Atlanta Records. I got her to get a shirt with Low Production on it, you know what I mean? Put my logo on it, you know. So once you go out there and do shows and stuff like that, she all got a shirt with my name on it, my logo, my card on, my business card and stuff like that. And she always would take a CD, one of my songs with her while she's traveling around. And I got to give her credit for that, you know. Being an artist herself, she always show people my music and let them listen to it and stuff like that. And so they kind of, you know, they enjoyed it, you know. Got a lot of great feedback, you know, seeing mm-hmm. Performing some of these songs and stuff like that. So it's very important, you know, to have a marketing plan and able to do something if you got the right people in the right places. It goes back to, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Also, that you can use it to your benefit, trying to get yourself out there. But you definitely gonna need a team to really get the support that you need and to get yourself out there. Really notice if you don't really have anybody, you know, that's out there in the forefront for you, helping you out, you know. So once you get starting out, it's very hard. You're going to have to get out there, get on the grind. You might got to do the basic things mm-hmm. to make the level to reach people and get yourself heard. And you got to, you know, just like speaking about, you know, technology, you got to go back and start how to go back and learn how to work the internet, computers and stuff like that. You know, you're gonna have to do some things to better yourself, to help yourself to propel your career also. And like the young lady on the show tonight, on her interview, she's doing a great job, you know, marketing herself, you know, to let me know who she are and what she's trying to represent herself in a way, you know, say, I can say to myself, you know, I'm willing to go to her website and listen to her music, you know what I mean? Because she has something great to say. And like I say, you know, you got a whole lot of great things going on tonight on the show, you know. It's just a pleasure just to be a part of.
Gabby, your thoughts?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm glad I'm a part of the show too. Also, you know, definitely a lot of good points and ideas. You know, I appreciate the producer. I don't know his name. What's your name, sir?
Keith Clazart.
Keith. Yeah, thank you for bringing up all those good points. What do I think about marketing? I mean, what did you say about the street team? Definitely got to have one. And like I said, just be creative in trying to get people on your team and, you know, to be a part of what you're doing. And that's the whole thing, making people feel a part of what you're doing. And nowadays there's you got the realistic street team, that's the street team, and then you got the internet, and there's so much with technology now that, like, I got fans, you know, from Django, you know, all over, in Japan even, that I never would have been able to reach, you know, in my backyard. So I definitely want to say that that's, you know, people might hear my music in California that I can't, you know, fly to California and do a show tomorrow, but because of the internet and the different things that you can, you know, use it for, you know, there's an opportunity. You get a bigger array of fans. So there you go.
Do you not agree mm-hmm. that it is important to, you know, to get that buzz going in your backyard?
I agree. I think, you know, it's a good start, and you got to have, you know, if you have the support from people in your town, then that's definitely going to give you a big push.
I gotta tell her one thing that hasn't been said. You can hire a street team in different states
mm-hmm.
that will
mm-hmm.
take a commission off of the product as mm-hmm. they
right.
sell it. So now don't think that the street team is only made of friends. Remember, sometimes friends and business don't mix. So to have a business, now see, when I take it back to that word business, the business has different outlets that street teams are available. But there, you know, that's where business generating, you know, people that are going to go out there and push your product also need to be paid, okay? And so when we think about it in a sharing way in mm-hmm. doing business, there is a key point that maybe, I don't know if you've ever thought of it or even talked to anybody about, well, you know, where are street teams available? What are the possibilities of getting my product in that region and a street team that, you know, that you might even, you know, and refer me to in that direction. See, there's a lot of questions that artists should ask so they're informed. And I understand starting at home is always a good place because when you wind up, you want to be at home. But with the product, street teams are available all over the world. Now, where you say Japan, all over the world.
Yeah,
you know,
Keith,
people are looking for jobs.
Question. We got about 6 minutes.
All right, what did you say, sir?
I said we got about 6 minutes. Give us your last statement for the night.
Okay, this last point on the team is to get an attorney and have paperwork, have a paper trail for sure. And my other thing, and I'll cap it off with this, is registration. You know, if you're an artist, writer, producer, you know, make sure you go register yourself, ASCAP, BMI, CSAC,
mm-hmm.
and not only register yourself as a writer, but register a publishing company as well. Set up a writer's and a publishing company is two separate things, because you get paid both ways as an artist, especially when you have your music out and it's monetized and it's being sold. So your society will collect for you and pay you out, your writers and publishing, you know. That's about it.
Okay. With that also said, guys, if you guys got a band, and Keith, I'm sure you can pitch in on this, and all of you guys probably can on this. If you got a band or you got a producer and you're doing this music with anybody to accompany you, the sound recording is a different type of copyright, and it comes with a split. You need to know on a split sheet who did what on that project.
Or unless you hire them and pay them.
Unless they're hired musicians. Unless they're hired musicians.
Yeah, work for hire.
Yeah, now that's a different story. All right, guys, we're going to go around. Final statements. We got about 4 minutes. Keith, you just laid yours out. John, what's your thoughts?
My final word, man, is everyone that pushes ahead to his dream will release all the answers, you know, that will truly love what they have inside of them, their self and their music and their dreams. So, just keep on pushing, If you make a few mistakes along the way, we all make some false steps, Try to readjust yourself and keep on going in life.
Okay. Gabby?
Yes, I just want to say, it's not an easy business, and there's no one-set way to do it or to get to your goals. So you just got to keep, you're going to learn. Like you said, it's a learning process. And just as long as you keep enjoying what you're doing along the way, that's the biggest thing.
Okay, awesome. And Rado?
Well, I think this was a heck of a good show. I think there was a lot of information that I hope the young artists absorb, because it's all true. And the last thing I want to say before this is, hey, God bless you guys. The party starts. Tomorrow's my birthday. I'm going to party like I was, 21, but I'm going to go to bed early. And so guess what?
Happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday, man. Let's give you a public announcement right now, man. Happy birthday, Raw Dog. I know you're only 20-something, but we know.
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell everybody how old I really am. I'll be 64 tomorrow. And so, hey, guess what? I've seen this road of music. I love all of y'all. I love the heart. I want you to take the knowledge and put it in your brain, because that will give you the steps to becoming what you want to be and to get where you want to go. And don't get it twisted, because, it's going to take hard work, and you're going to stumble. You're going to bump your head. But grow. Adapt. Become what you want to be. But, hey, do it with class. Do it with God. And, there are limits in selling yourself to get over. Remember, hey, he can always take it slow. You don't have to take it fast. But other than that, hey, it's a great show.
Gabby, before closing, tell us one more time how to get that CD.
Okay, y'all can go cop that red lipstick in the AK. Go cop that at GabbyCashmere.com. All of my links on there, SoundCloud, Facebook, and iTunes, directly on the homepage, which iTunes, if you want to look up GabbyCashmere.com, you can also, it's on Google Play. Like I said, you can Google, and it will be on there. So it's available on Amazon. Basically, any outlet that you can go to, you can type in my name, and it will come up. And I really appreciate that for the support. If you can do that, go take a listen. Even if it's a couple of songs that you might like, just leave me a comment also and just let me know on my website. And thank y'all for having me.
Thank you for coming to the show, Gabby. Appreciate it. Please come some more.
Are you ready for the music, Poetic?
Yeah, just and give me 1 second. I want to say thank you to Keith Glazart. Keith, you did an excellent show. You brought some excellent points of view. Anybody want to get in touch with Keith Glazart, y'all call me, 954-461-3398. This platinum producer is ready to do work with you guys, and he got plenty in store for you. Call and go upload your music, www.hiphopnational.com. Thanks, Keith. A final statement? I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. Creator bless right. Everybody for having me.
All right. Dr. A.T., right off.
He ain't taking it away. The boy's up locked in the bathroom. But looky here. Thank you for the happy birthdays, everybody. This is Raw Dog. Hey, the party starts now.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. A.T.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
Next on deck, one more round.
It's one more round. Let's go.
Yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crown. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. All your pain away, dance up your problems, sweating out the bad days, feeling so right, at an all-time best, looking so nice in your brand new dress, I wanna have a good night with all my friends, can we make it last forever, and don't forget, smile every time when I'm taking my pics, cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this, I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow, got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow, and pour shots till they get the last drop, then the party don't stop till they calling the cops, yeah, stress-free living, but now that we livin', got the bottles on ice, we VIP chillin'. But yeah, and tonight is the night, but tell me how you feelin', just one more, feel it. All these people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober, let me get one more round. What about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round,
one more round,
one more round.
One more round, one more round.
Next on deck, I'm swagging.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swag.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
Like a pill, riding real slow. Got a pocket full of dro, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on their frame. With the real big rim, car sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see them diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
Screens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scottie Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lac with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging, 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging. Ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it. Don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this, we've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player, I run around with tycoons. I'm swagging, grip, grip, gripping on the grain.
I'm swagging,
can't trip, tripping in the lane.
I'm swagging,
rims still spinning like gold. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me glow. Nebraska on the plates and I represent the O.
I'm swagging, get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swagging,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swagging,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swagging,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swagging,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
Started off Dayton's and Vogue. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. Shining clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player, go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing, go on, swing, go on, swing. You got diamonds in your chain, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me your grill. I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
Yes, yes, yes. It is Spotlight Time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight Time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She's so slick, I'ma unload. First word, Bruce, that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get that dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. Get something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. I got a good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach body, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girl's out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the Limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
In their heartaches, in the lifetime, I long after we go down to the grave.
Life from God already said.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
This rock got favor. Ain't no come with the dance like rock scissors, a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. This is something that me conjure. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong. Trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right. Don't be caught up singing thongs. No, read up on your words too, and don't be quoting songs. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. Came and died for the whole. Got enough blood for you and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Confess it back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me.
repent. And it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Hey, go ahead, I get a little praise. Hey, pay attention, stop repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Omega the creator, the final way maker on top and ungrateful. Right. So the Satan is a lying full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants but can't stop God's favor. See God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Okay. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made a bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. Two chains, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Told his mama she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Uh-huh.
This is a Raw Dog production. I'm Dr. A.T., damn it.
I'm Dr. A.T., damn it.
Wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gon' show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot, and I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me and think the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze it? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gonna punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, G.
This is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Alrighty,
let's get on the
pod.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.